Episode number 488. The easy path is harder.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, featuring Dr. Ivan Meisner and many networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hi, Priscilla. I am in Austin, Texas. Just experienced the new year, and I think this is a great topic to start the year. It's a really a good topic for chapters to kind of look forward as to how to be a successful group. And I also wanted to mention the new sponsor is the Networking for Success channel, as you mentioned, and we'll have a link in this podcast for the Networking for Success channel. It's a YouTube channel that is sponsored by Entrepreneur.com. So a lot of great content there, not only by me, but also by many other networking experts that I have brought onto the channel.
Great. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, thanks. So today's topic is the easy path is harder. And that sounds, you know, a little bit of a paradox. How can the easy path be harder? But here's how. Early in my career, I learned that people, like water, tend to seek the path of least resistance. That is, as a rule, people will often do what's easiest rather than what's best and generally harder. So throughout my time in BNI, I've seen groups that take the easy path. These are chapters that don't really want to follow the system. They don't hold members accountable for attendance. They don't really hold people accountable for quality referrals or following the program or ongoing education and getting the entire group immersed in education. Many of these things are, in fact, hard to maintain. They're hard to do consistently. It's not easy to run a great chapter of BNI. The real tragedy is that these groups may go down this path for a really long time, unwilling to take the necessary hard steps to build a successful group. And the results are inevitable. The chapter struggles. And it's really interesting because oftentimes I'll hear people say to me, Priscilla, you know, the chapter's doing fine. Chapter's doing good. You know, we're okay. It's all right. And I always think, when I hear that, I think of John Collins and his book, Good to Great, where he says, the enemy of great is not bad. The enemy of great is good. Because that's when people, they'll say things like, well, it's good enough. Mm-hmm. We're doing okay. On the other hand, I see some groups that work really hard to maintain attendance, generate quality referrals, follow the system, immerse in a culture of learning, and cultivate a positive attitude. This is incredibly difficult to do consistently. However, these chapters are almost always much more successful. In the long run, taking the hard path often makes life easier in the long run. And taking the easy path often makes life harder. I believe that's true in business. It's true in our personal lives. It's definitely true in BNI. We've all seen this during our lifetimes. For me, it started in school. I saw kids that took shortcuts or didn't study at all. They took it really easy. Years later, they learned that this was the hard path in life. That ended up actually being the hard path, the ones who took it easy early on. Years later, I learned that was the hard path. On the other hand, many young people I knew studied hard and went on to college or vocational training, then went into a career that has given them an easier life overall. Now, don't get me wrong, having an education doesn't mean that they don't work hard. Many people who went on to higher education work really, really hard. I feel like I work really hard. However, I'm not digging dishes for a living. That would be really hard. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I've got classmates that I went to school with that are digging ditches because they didn't do the hard work necessary to have life a little bit easier for them later in life. I believe that many people work very hard so they can enjoy the fruits of their labor as they mature. I know there are always exceptions. I get that. However, they are, in fact, the exceptions. I'm talking about most people in life. I believe that if you're going to be successful, if you want to take the easy path, you're going to end up with a harder life. But it's the hard path that leads to an easier life. I can tell you, the listeners, those of you listening to my podcast, without a doubt in my mind, that the same concept applies to a BNI chapter. The chapters that do the hard work necessary to run a great program get great results. The chapters that don't want to do the hard work necessary end up struggling. Beginning of a new year, I'm going to tell you the secret to success. This is it. One sentence. This is the secret to success. The secret to success without hard work is still a secret. It doesn't exist. It takes hard work to be successful in life. It takes hard work to create and maintain a successful BNI chapter. And based on results, I'd have to say that it's worth it. Groups that do the hard things I've talked about in this podcast end up generating much more business than those who don't. So my question to you members listening to this podcast, is your chapter practicing hard easy, or are you practicing easy hard? That is, are you doing the hard things to make the chapter run smooth and much easier, or are you really just kind of taking it easy, which end up making things much harder for your chapter and for your business? I think this is a really powerful question for every BNI chapter to ask. I'd love to see education coordinators have this dialogue. How can we really follow the program a little harder, a little stronger, so that things are easier for us, and have this conversation? You know, is your group taking the hard path to success or the easy path to failure? It's always up to you. So what are your thoughts, Priscilla?
Well, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about what the harder issues might be that would lead to ease later.
Well, sure, that's easy. That's easy to talk about the harder issues. There are things like making sure that the classifications, that, you know, and making sure that the membership committees aren't allowing people to be classification cowboys. And if you don't know what that means, do a search on the podcast here for classification cowboy, and you'll see it's where somebody is handling multiple classifications. It's where they allow people to not show up or to come late. Mm-hmm. Attendance is really a big issue, and I've got a podcast later this month that I'm going to be talking about attendance and results with some really hard data that I think will help. So making sure that your members are attending, making sure they're engaged in the program, having an education coordinator that's getting the members highly engaged in the process, making sure that the quality of the referrals that are being passed are good. All of these things takes some effort. And what I'm here to say is that those groups that are willing to put in that effort are groups that just generate a ton of business, and they generally have a lot more members in their chapter.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, I think that's good. It's much more specific.
Yeah, so, you know, it amounts to getting back to basics, following the program, doing the hard work necessary to be successful. You know, I think I've talked about this in a podcast before, that, you know, when I played football in high school, we had to do all the conditioning necessary to be a good team, and we didn't want to do it. It was too hard. We just wanted to play ball, and our coach showed us that, look, even the professional football players do this. I tell the whole story. Search on the podcast for the Rams. You'll hear the whole story. But it's a great story. When we went and we saw the Rams practice, and they were doing the exact same things our coach was making us do, we realized that, look, you know what? If you take it easy, you're not going to do well. And you got to really, it takes some hard work to be successful. That's the theme of this podcast, Priscilla, and I hope for those of you listening, this is a great concept to, I think, have a conversation with in the beginning of the year with your whole chapter. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you've got any comments, please leave them here on BNIPodcast.com. Thanks, Priscilla.
Okay, thanks so much, Dr. Meisner. That's some great information. And I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.